Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship with a living God, a living person right now. We're not putting off till tomorrow anything God wants to do today. And He is able to fully speak for Himself, and we are fully able to hear Him. So we are learning how to release ourselves, be free from our own expectations and dependence on others, to being dependent on Him alone. In other words, getting our life and all our needs met through God Himself. Now, sometimes He uses others, and sometimes He uses our circumstances, but it all comes from Him. And when we recognize that even when bad things happen, it's not because we have missed something or that God is not able to prevent. It's because that we have agreed with Him that that bad circumstance is necessary to us learning what we need to learn here on this earth. So we recognize that everything that's going on in our lives is from Him, that there are no second causes, there are no multiple causations. We don't have to look further than God to know that He is the cause, you know, the source of where we're coming from. So we are, when we're talking about knowing God, we've been looking at the different ways that He reveals Himself, and how to overcome our misunderstandings and our lack of knowledge regarding who He is and the supernatural realm and how the different realms function. The only way to overcome these things is to participate and function, learn to function in reality, moment by moment, not only in our natural realm, which we are so familiar with, but the supernatural and the spiritual realms as well. So in the spirit realm, remember, you're already fully involved and engaged in everything that's going on there in your spirit. The problem is your soul and your body. So, regarding His personal presence, when God makes Himself known to us, when He reveals Himself to us, we recognize that His revelation of Himself is to draw attention to Himself. So, though we know that He's always there, He's an omnipotent God, He's always there, He's always everywhere, but there are times that He draws our attention to Himself. He knocks, and He does this in a variety of ways we've already talked about. But just by recognizing that He wants to make Himself known in a variety of different ways, And when he makes himself known to us through his personal presence, when we recognize, okay, he's here, I can sense his presence, what do we do? How do we respond? The first thing we do is we learn to protect the presence. In line with respecting and highly valuing his presence, these training opportunities, we will also need to learn how to protect his presence when we can't immediately give him our undivided attention. And that's going to be on a regular basis. We're not always going to be able to give him the attention he deserves. And this is not, he doesn't accidentally choose when to make himself known. So it's not like it's, oh, he hadn't realized we would be busy at this time when he came knocking. Instead, he wants to teach us how to respond to him in all different situations. So, as you are engaged at work, if you're involved in a conversation, or if you're involved in a complex and energy-draining task that must be completed, like you're driving a car, you're performing brain surgery, or landing an airplane, simply acknowledge his presence and put a tent of protection over it. What do we mean by that? Draw back from conversation as much as possible. And be ready to make plans to accommodate his presence. For instance, if you're at your boss's house for dinner and you sense God's presence, but you can't stop what you're doing, so you just internally, you acknowledge, Lord, I recognize your presence. I'll be with you as soon as I can. And be already thinking, okay, on the drive home, I will pay attention and I will follow up with God to find out what he wants. For instance, if you're driving with your spouse, you just ask your spouse to drive. So you can really pay attention to God's presence. In other words, you don't have to make a big deal of it. You know, don't excuse yourself from the table and say, I have to go say my prayers. I have to go be with God. Now, there may come a time when that happens. And you just have to excuse yourself. But generally speaking, the Lord's just trying to teach you how to live as a spirit being in a supernatural and natural world. He is so practical and so objective. We don't want to make a big deal out of things that are part of our normal life. By doing so, we honor his presence. Rather than pushing it away or ignoring it, by planning for giving it attention at a later time, we give him the honor and discipline ourselves and give him first priority. It is crucial that this commitment be kept. So, at the earliest opportunity, follow the steps that we've already talked about engaging the supernatural at the time that you've committed to Him. Engage the Lord in whatever purposes He has at that time. If God has been drawing your attention, give Him your attention. Now, sometimes His drawing will lead to other things. A lot of times it's just to get your attention and to be in His presence, to let Him minister to you. And very often that the results are not necessarily going to be evident. Just let it be that way. Now, if you're in a situation that's less critical than that, where you just may need to be interrupting something else when you're on a deadline, for instance, or it's just not a big deal, do what's necessary. Draw back from conversation. Draw back from the situation, just mentally and in the conversation. And withdraw your own involvement as much as possible. In other words, sort of divide yourself. Be in the conversation, but not of it. Be in the work, but not fully involved, fully engaged. Don't put everything you've got into the conversation or into your work. Reserve some of yourself to protect His presence. Then as soon as you can, get back to Him. Be involved in the learning process. Recognize He's practical, He's objective. He has reasonable expectations. And we can respond to those and learn how they work. We don't have to use God's drawing to draw attention to ourselves by interrupting what's going on around us. Another way He draws attention to His personal presence is when we have an unexpected reaction to a situation or a person. The Lord doesn't work with us supernaturally only when we are alone. So another way He manifests the supernatural realm is an unexpected reaction to a situation or person. This reaction can be either negatively or positively oriented. It can be a good thing or a bad thing, seem like. It can be alarming or assuring or even neutral. Just getting your attention to His drawing regarding the situation. In other words, you know, when somebody snaps their fingers, it's just to get your attention. You don't draw any conclusions. A lot of times it's to break your concentration on something else. Say you are in a meeting at work and you find yourself somehow separate from what is being said. Besides falling asleep or daydreaming, or if you're talking on the phone or in a class or even pulling up to a red light. The Lord draws your attention to the student on your right, or the classroom itself, or the traffic in front of you. You just find your attention drawn in one way, shape, or form. Again, some of these things can be so subtle, but he's teaching us to be sensitive. How do you respond? The same way we've been talking about. You don't need to include everyone in what's going on. You don't need to tell everyone, oh, well, God's drawing my attention. I need to go take care of this. And you don't have to, oh, did you see that? Or do you sense his presence? Or do you hear that? What's going on? Do you know what's going on? This is a matter to ask the Lord about. Lord, do you know, is this for all of us or is this just for me? The training here is to learn to be aware of the possibility of his showing up on his terms at any time, in any way, for any purpose. Our response is always to go to him for direction and not to rely on past experiences or learned examples, others' teachings, or even our own intellect to find out what he wants. We know by so many examples that God doesn't do things the same way over and over again. And for us to think that we should, we're just trying to have control over our lives and over God's choices. One of the things we will also find is that there are many right ways to do the same thing. In sharing with others, we may find that they have a totally different response and approach to protecting the presence than you do. Is one of you wrong? Absolutely not. If the result is dependence on God, hearing from him. Now, one thing about motives here, so many of us think that depending on God is passivity or laziness or impractical. Now, none of us, including myself, can convince someone else of something else, of something else than what they believe. This is what comes by experience. It is the goodness of God that draws you to change. It is not an evaluation that this isn't working, I should do something else. If you find yourself in that situation, this sounds intriguing, I'd like to try this. That's from God. The whole concept of making mistakes enters in as well. You are free to make a mistake. We somehow get this notion that if we are connected in, if we're positioned properly in our relationship with God, if we're doing everything right, if we're if we've attained a level of that perfection and completion, then the next step will be absolutely clear. The next choice, the next activity, we will be absolutely perfect at. And if anything, it's the opposite. The more we depend on God, the more freedom we have given Him to interfere in our lives. Let me repeat that. Think about that. The more we are depending on God, the more we have given Him the freedom to interfere in every aspect of our lives. Now, He knows a lot more about what's going on in your life right now and what needs to change and what you need to have resolved and healed and what information you need, what understanding. And remembering that His goal, it's not so that you can be a good example for others, or that He would like you to accomplish something for Him. That the work He is doing in your life is so that you can receive more of Him, more fully in your soul and in your body. So it's not a matter of achieving any kind of level of perfection or understanding or skill. We've talked before about the whole misconception of our call and our purpose and our destiny. Those are all distractions from a present tense relationship. As a spirit being, you have already fulfilled your spiritual purpose because you are already one in God and with Him. Our goal now here on this earth is to make the most of it in accomplishing what is we are able to accomplish during our time here with the constraints of this earthly existence, the supernatural constraints and the natural constraints. And it's not just head knowledge, it's dominion. It's exercising the authority and responsibility we have as a co-inheritor with Christ, as a joint heir with Christ, now, as a son of God, now. So it's not about achieving anything. You've already received everything you need for life and godliness in God. It's like when we go to kindergarten or when we're first learning to write and spell and do simple math. There's a time to learn that. There's a time to learn 1 plus 1 equals 2. And it's not when you're taking your first college course of advanced calculus. In education, one level of learning builds on the previous. We don't know what God has next. And at the moment, most of us don't know what happened previous to our existence here on this earth. But we do know that God builds. He's eternally creative. It's part of who he is. Because his basic nature is to give. So how he expresses that over time is dependent on the parameters that he sets himself. We don't restrict him. He restricts himself. But as we embrace our spiritual identity, our new spiritual nature, we also take authority and dominion over time. And we, in depending on him, we are focusing on what's truly important, what we can get the most out of during this time. And it's amazing how his priorities differ from ours. It's amazing how we are so easily distracted by what's important to our own temperament or to the teachings we've received elsewhere. But he knows exactly what's necessary for you to learn in this lesson. When we ask him, Lord, what are we working on now? He makes it clear to us. It can be a new belief system. He may be leading us through thinking differently about ourselves, about him. He may be leading you through a process of developing a new skill, supernatural skill, maybe healing or being able to hear him in the ways we've been talking about, or affecting your community. He may be teaching you how to give. He may be teaching you how to receive. He may be teaching you how to be silent. He may be teaching you how to be vocal. He may be teaching you how to be satisfied. He may be teaching you how to not settle. So this is between you and God. And in one respect, this is one of the reasons people leave one group and go and join another and then leave that and go to another. It's because we find an area where we're comfortable or we're learning what God wants us to learn. But then the next thing he wants us to learn doesn't involve that group. So we hold on to each other gently and loosely and don't have those expectations that it was never the group that was providing what you needed. It was God. He was just using that group. So we learn those 8 steps for objectively encountering the supernatural realm. Now, they're general guidelines to help get started in practical and objective terms in approaching the simple reality of living in a constant awareness of the presence of God in the supernatural realm. This is where you will experience the results of the sharpening of your senses during the waiting periods. The more you wait, the more your senses are fine-tuned. and the more you will find yourself interacting with full awareness to what the Lord is already doing in your life in the supernatural realm. He's already involved in your supernatural life, in your mind, will, and emotions, but he will increase your awareness of it. So we'll pick it up there next Thursday. Our next program is Saturday at 9 o'clock. So if you've got any questions or comments or feedback, feel free to drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. You can always visit the site at wecanprepare.org. It's a blog. Sign up there. And you can also catch up on the past programs there. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of the week and a great Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.